from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
I came across this the other day before the porn sub rudely interrupted our the planned worst day on the web.
And for those that weren't listening, that was a submarine captain who got fired for making
porn on a submarine.
Porn on a submarine and then distributing it to people who didn't want to see that film.
Not to mention putting his little sub in other members'
pockets. No, that was
pockets.
Another guy. That was another guy.
Oh, that was a different one?
That was a different one. And wow. Even after that happened, he still was okay. Like, you know what you guys are going to want to see? This.
So this story might be in a sense be more out of bounds in the sense of of what transpired and it being the most millionaire or billionaire thing you've ever heard in your life.
All right, what do we got?
Brewers billionaire owner Mark Ananasio he's got a beachfront property on Malibu. He had a seawall on his property that kind of fell away. So what he did was he decided to hire an excavator crew to repair it by stealing, air quotes, sand from the beach.
Okay. So he went from his private beach and said, you know what I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the public beach and I'm just going to steal all this sand and make my own.
Yeah,
that's what he did.
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of buckets.
This is the most billionaire. This is not a millionaire thing to do.
This is how rich people stay rich.
This is a billionaire thing.
So instead of like spending money on sand, like going to the rock or sand, decorative rock place where you can get all that kind of stuff,
or like permitting it.
They did permit it.
They permitted.
Oh yeah, no, they did that part of it, but. To get the sand and
I'm assuming permitted it for his property, like the work on his property.
Permit the excavation of sand from
the
public beach.
Yes.
Like, because nobody was like, where are you going to get this sand from? And he's like, Dubai? Like, what was his answer to...
That's the money. That's where they get the money for their sports now. But yeah, so what's funny about this whole thing is, number one, billionaire thinking that it's his anyways. So he's running excavator equipment up and down the beach, and the claim it reads as bad as it could because that's what you wanted to do, but it's like there are complaints of leaving petroleum products from the ex. Like, yeah, anytime you do anything up and down the beach, when you drive your 4x4 up and down the streets, you're leaving petroleum products behind. No, I'm not siding with the owner here. I'm just saying, can we stop with the litigious nature of stupidity that we get into?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with this one that. Billionaire Brewers owner, who I'm assuming isn't a full-time resident of his Malibu, California home. He took this sand from in front of a home of what I'm assuming
other billionaires.
Is another billionaire,
yes.
Or another millionaire, because I've checked out the real estate prices from time to time. Do you ever like to just go on Zillow?
Yes.
And just I don't know, it's like home voyeuring.
Well, first off, you don't really need to go and check the real estate prices in Malibu. All you need to do is look at Malibu.
Yeah.
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 It's expensive.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So the neighbor who he pissed off this is worth $10 billion.
Yeah, this is another billionaire. Yes. So he's like, you know who's not going to care? My billionaire neighbor. And you know what that other billionaire neighbor did? He cared a lot.
He cared a lot.
He cared a lot.
You know why?
Because it's his sand.
No, because he didn't think of it first.
People don't forget.
That's wait, the thing here.
When this goes to court, my favorite part is like the sandbar that washed away didn't wash away. It was from the neighbor who took it
from him
and made his beach. I wouldn't put it past.
Can't triple stamp either, a double stamp. Can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Either of them.
Yeah, and that's the part of this. It's very funny. What is it? Jerome Kohlberg or James Kohlberg, who's the son of Jerome Kohlberg. It's a big investment guru, right? Claims he's been using excavators on public natural resources and restricting public access to the beach while also exposing local marine life to potentially hazardous byproducts of heavy machinery.
Don't act like you care about the environment now, pal.
Yeah, the guy that has the 20
probably got a private jet.
He's like, I care about the environment so much, I fly my PJ for my dog to visit my ex-wife in Philadelphia.
I can only
every
imagine
week.
If I tried to go out to the end of the road in Manzanita with an excavator trying to steal sand from there. Like, people don't notice this, like, the first time you try to do it in a few minutes?
Yeah, I think it happens. I think it happens quite often.
Well, what happened was they did it once, and he was like, that's a good idea. Second time, he was like, that's a really good idea. I should have done that. Yeah. Third time, they're like, God dang it, he's going to take all the good sand before we can.
Can't have this happen.
No.
Can't have this. This
is
truly...
It's like full Scrooge McDuck.
This isn't even first world problems. This is like... 0.1 of the 1%. Yeah. You mentioned the guy's name, like I should know who it is. You know, what's terrifying is how many billionaires we know nothing about.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, that is the life right there.
Well,
like,
those are the smart ones that stay out of the public eye. Yeah. Like, you know what? I'm just going to be rich and quietly enjoy it.
Everybody's how like, you know what? I want to be Bill Gates or Elon Musk. And I'm like, no, I want to be the guy that has, like, $15 billion, and nobody knows who the hell he is.
I want to be like McAfee, not Pat, the crazy one.
The guy that was humping whales?
Well, no, not that. But I mean, like...
He did do that.
Out in Belize?
Yes. Yes.
Hanging out in Belize.
Thought, like, we thought he was dead for a while or something?
Wait, isn't he, like, super creepy?
Yeah, I don't want that. I'm talking about, like, being nowhere.
Like, he's just this side of Epstein,
Danny,
isn't he?
That is the most on-brand thing you could have said. Like, you know what? I want to be the guy that... He's got some big-time skeletons and a lot of warrants out.
Yeah. No. I want to be hanging out in Belize.
I love you.
Acting weird.
The McAfee guy. Yeah, he is.
Well, not the creepy. I want to be like eccentric.
Like the only other guy that would have made more sense for you is I want to be the Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have my evil lair.
Yeah, I want to have my own evil island with a volcano. How many billionaires do you think there are in the world right now?
In the world?
Yes. I have the number from April of 2024.
150. Okay. No. I am going. I think I've read something like there is like 400 billionaires in America.
Oh.
I think worldwide, I think that we're going with, I will say 900 billionaires worldwide.
2,781.
Dang.
Over $1,200,000,000,000.
That's what I was going to say next.
During the pandemic, there was almost 3,200, and a big part of that was just people who conveniently placed bets in the stock market.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, huh.
The guy that tried to buy the WNBA team here.
How many are in Congress?
No. Most. Most, in fact.
I was way off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But yeah, wow. You have
2,000 billionaires. That's a lot of money, guys.
That's a lot of money. The Bernard,
it's a few trillion.
Bernard Arnault is actually
at least a couple trillion.
The richest person in the world right now.
Bernard Arnault?
Yep. The empire of 75 fashion and cosmetic brands, including Louis Vuitton and Sephora. They are worth, it's the Arnault family.
Wait, he's worth more than
Elon. Yeah. Or Bezos or Zuck or Ellison. How much do you think he's worth? Because this will shock you.
Nine times.
I'm going to say $250 billion.
You're close.
$200 billion.
So that's how much he's worth. Is that who Biden was talking about? What's his name? Bernard Arnault?
Oh, no. Yeah, he's French.
Can't buy a gold medal in basketball, can you, Bernard?
Now, with the was the dividend or they split something on Tesla? Elon has passed that, but I think it's still kind of up for debate because of the liquidity of what he has. But he's worth roughly $240 billion. So it depends on how you slice that. But yeah, those two, and then
I want to be the guy that nobody knows about. Nobody knows about. Like, you're just like, hey, that guy looks rich.
I wonder who the richest in the world are that you wouldn't know. So
give me the list of billionaires.
So
I want to be the guy who's on this list, but his name isn't on there. Even know?
No.
Because I'm an arms dealer. Wait, what?
No, your money's just too high. Like, you can't get that high and not be known. Because you've got Musk, Bezos, Arnault. Like, those are your three. Zuck. Bill Gates, still there.
Still good.
Larry Ellison at Oracle.
Know him.
Larry Page, who is the CEO of Google,
$150
billion.
All right.
Ballmer, $150 billion. Sergey Brin, co-founder and board member of Google.
Yep.
And then Warren Buffett.
Buffett, yep. Know him.
Weird how there's a bunch of tech guys up there, huh?
Yep.
Let me scroll down and see.
Who's worth $50 billion? Give me somebody in that $50 billion range.
Okay, so this is where it actually... Outside of the U.S., it gets interesting. You've got $51 billion. Colin Huang from PDD Holdings. Changpeng Zhao from Binance at $58
billion. Binance, that doesn't sound like a nefarious company at all.
Projago Pangestu from Burrito Pacific.
Burrito Pacific?
B-A-R.
Oh.
$64
billion. I was about to get really excited.
Let's see. Alice Walton is Walmart. Rob Walton, Jim Walton, those are all the Walmarts. Bloomberg, NVIDIA. Yeah, it's like 40 billion, I think, is like 50 billion.
Yeah, wait, I thought the NVIDIA guy was the richest man in the world.
He did get up there, but NVIDIA took a big hit, and then they also split their stock
like
a month ago.
All right.
But yeah, then you start getting like the international. How much do you think the Red Bull guy's worth?
Well, it gives him wings, so I'm going to say 52 bill.
40
billion. See,
that's
who I want to be at. I want to be the Red Bull guy.
Mark Mateschitz.
I would pay to change my name. No, it's a name. do you know that there's when they did Meet the Parents and then they did the Meet the Fockers movie?
Mm-hmm.
They had to prove that there was a family
named Fokker
that actually had that name. Or it would have had to have been a rated R movie because it was PG-13.
Mm.
They had to, and so for any publication of it, like you wouldn't be able to put the movie title on a marquee or advertise it if there wasn't. And I believe it was a family in Canada. I think they had to like find a Canadian family
name. There's one with a U.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also in Canada. No.
Please tell me one of those Fockers was named Gay.
Yeah, I don't know. But that, I remember that when they came out with the movie, I saw an interview with Ben Stiller, and he had to like give the whole rundown of like, yeah, it was quite the process.
Yeah, there's one with a U, with and without an umlaut.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like the pho place in Beaverton.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
It's got that one word front. And then,
yeah, we know.
And then King Good.
We know what you're going with.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I want to be Red Bull guy. Red Bull guy is the sweet spot where it's like nobody really knows who you are, but you're like, I'm the Red Bull guy. And they're like, oh, no way.
It's insane.
Did you send that guy to jump from space?
He's show like, me your wings.
I did that. Like, do you like finance all these movies? Mm. Yeah, I just say, like, go do cool stuff. Like, do the wingsuit through, like, the Swiss Alps. Yeah, I do that.
He's actually Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah. And then I go hang out by my pool.
Now, Dan Bilzerian, I think, is a guy that you actually,
that's who you want to be.
Yeah. Not the McAfee guy, but, like, a guy with a bunch of guns, some, like, very problematic stuff that they're just like, well, he's crazy, and they just
a lot of
let
fun, but he's crazy.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, and you have some real demons.
A lot of international waters,
and every person that you come in contact with has to sign an NDA.
Yeah,
that's
you're gonna have a good time.
That is the guy you want to be.
You're gonna have a good time.
You don't want to be John McAfee.
Yeah, no,
that was a bad choice by you, but totally on brand.
Let's face it: if Danny ever gets rich enough, he's gonna have a yacht, and the name of that yacht is just gonna be called NDA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The reason why McAfee jumped in my head is I have this picture of him in Belize just like chilling. And I don't know. I forgot about the
yeah, that's called On the Run.
Yeah, but I forgot about all the other stuff.
Well, for those rich guys, for most everybody else, it's called vacation.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Bezos is worth $200 billion.
Yeah.
He only has a 10% stake in Amazon now.
Yeah.
That's just how much is worth.
Yeah. Well, did he have to give a bunch of it to his ex-wife?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. McKinsey.
Yeah.
McKinsey. She got a pretty sweet jet.
Good work if you can find it.
But at least she does good stuff, so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the great thing, and we don't talk about this nearly enough, like we talked about it briefly, but the fact that Bezos went from like nerdy bookseller online to actually looking like Lex Luthor, for, like shaved head, glasses.
I mean, they all did. All of
wears
them
like the billionaire outfit is like a vest with like a button up shirt underneath it.
Yeah.
Like they have an outfit.
Or the $6,000 t-shirt that's meant to look like it's $30.
Yeah. That's made of like the tears of children and unicorns.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
That's where all the unicorns went.
Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.